Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers, and if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm here with HITRUST CTO Hema Prafulchandra. Welcome, Hema.
Hi.
So HITRUST is a new member of the Intel Cloud Builders program and obviously focused on security in the cloud. So tell us about HITRUST and what you're delivering to the marketplace.
HITRUST is an early stage company. We were founded in 2007 and we focus in on providing security and compliance for administrative access to the virtual infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So what that means is we're in the management plane for virtual infrastructures, and then all access performed in terms of change management to the virtual infrastructure goes through the HITRUST appliance, where we can enforce strong authentication of the individuals, we can do separation of duty based on their roles, and then because we're in line, we can then generate the rich logs necessary for both troubleshooting and compliance that said who did what when on what virtual resource.
Obviously, security has been a focus of IT for many years. I think it's the top focus every time they survey IT. What is your top challenge? They come back with security. Why is there a new challenge with cloud computing? Can you explain what some of the new aspects of security for data centers look like?
When you start thinking about virtualization and the abstraction, the hypervisor becomes the single point of access to all the virtual machines running on top. So if that is compromised, all your VMs running on top are suspect. That's one of the main concerns. How do you make sure that your operating system, in this case the hypervisor, is secure and not vulnerable? Then the second piece that in terms of security and compliance challenges with cloud is the co-management aspect. So now you have to have your staff not only manage access to these virtual resources or provisioning, but you also have to think about the infrastructure providers and how they're managing your environment or your logical environment that is under their control.
What are you able to deliver to IT that they didn't have before that enables them to start taking use of these new types of capabilities?
What is needed when you start using virtualization in cloud? You get the agility and you get mobility of your workload. So you don't have to manually configure and say, oh, I need more capacity. You know, you can automate all of that. But what's needed in that situation is you need security controls that are as elastic, as agile, and provisioned just in time to kind of cater for the new environments. So what HITRUST allows you to do is define policies or security controls based on this concept we call label-based policies. So you tag your virtual resources and say, all these resources are governed by PCI, or all these resources are in my production environment. And so even though they're, from a physical perspective, collapsed on a few set of systems and you have a giant cluster, within that giant cluster, you can have logical segmentation of your resources and have administrative controls around utilization. So can this virtual machine be connected to this network? And then depending on the label, so say it was PCI, it can only connect to the PCI network.
What's the market acceptance been so far for HITRUST? What type of response have you had from customers?
Typically, our customers purchase for compliance reasons. either PCI or because for their internal audit reasons, they need to demonstrate that they have adequate controls in place around administrative access. We also have, for example, a root password vaulting capability. So for all your hypervisors, we can vault the root account. So even if you have physical access to the system, like you have console access to the hypervisor, unless you have a root account password, you can't, you know, perform any changes or do harm as root. So we have the ability to trace back all the changes or accesses to the hypervisors back to an individual. So from an accountability and traceability, we provide the controls. So we've had good traction, I'll say, in terms of the verticals that we're targeting.
And what's next for HITRUST?
The vision is for HITRUST to provide policy management, so enforcement, for the whole cloud stack. So we started with VMware's hypervisor. Then we expanded to Cisco's Nexus 1000V, so that's their virtual switch. We're building out capabilities around Cisco's unified computing system, so that goes into the physical. And then we have a concept called HITRUST Cloud Control. That is providing strong authentication, separation of duty for the provider administrator, and per-tenant audit logs around VMware's vCloud Director. And the idea is that the work we've done with Intel and TXT would actually allow us to also provide not only the trusted compute pool use case, but also the trusted cloud onboarding use case, where these policies from the enterprise can be embedded in the workload. And as it moves into the public or the hybrid cloud, as long as there's a HITRUST appliance or cloud control in that environment, we can automatically enforce the policies because we'll be able to read that from the workload and enforce them.
Sounds interesting. I'm definitely going to be following HITRUST. If my listeners want to follow HITRUST, where do they go?
We have a website. It's www.hitrust.com.
Well, Hema, thank you very much for being on the program. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.